Happen to Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B, giving you a chance to win $1,000 in free fall cash. On with us right now, we got Melissa Robinson on and Larry Franken, Black Healthcare Coalition. We got a big event happening coming up. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Well, thank you.
Yes. Please tell me, Melissa, let's start off with you. Tell me about what's happening with the Stay Ready Health Fair.
Absolutely. The Black Healthcare Coalition is partnering with Blue Case to put on a health fair so that we can express and share and educate with our community the importance of hands-only CPR training. We know in our community Playmaker that, you know, we are experiencing health disparities and health inequities. We just want to make sure that we don't have to get ready if we stay ready, yes, right? Yes. And so we want people to join us on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be at the Jameson Memorial Temple. They're right there at Benton Boulevard in Linwood Boulevard. And so we want people to come out. You only have to stay for about 30, 45 minutes. Come grab some great refreshments. Gangsta Goodies Kitchen is going to be catering. But we want you to come out so that you can learn hands-only CPR and be ready to save someone's life. So you never know when you're going to need this. And if you attend the 30-minute class, then you can walk away with the hands-only CPR kit while supplies last. So we want our community to make sure you come out this Saturday.
Yes, Larry, to add to that, why this is very important for people to come out.
Yeah, so, you know, health inequities have made access to healthcare really unattainable for thousands of people in our community. So one thing Blue KC as a health insurer is trying to do is improve the health and wellness of our members through programs like this, focusing on CPR. And I just want to add some data too, just to kind of hit home the point of why this is important. According to the American Heart Association, there's 350,000 cardiac arrests occur every year outside the hospital that could be addressed with CPR. Of those, 90% occur in a home or in a public setting. So there's obviously a need for CPR, more so now than ever before, especially with an aging population and with the rise in heart disease that's occurring throughout our population associated with the increase in our aging population. And again, Blue KC is very proud to be sponsoring this event with the Black Healthcare Coalition. And again, thrilled with what Melissa's doing and the work that Black Healthcare Association's doing throughout the Kansas City area.
Very important. We all need to learn these things, especially CPR. I know what Melissa's talking about. I actually learned it in high school, but it's a very good time if you forgot or you just want to learn it again. This is a great way to do that. Do they need to register for anything, Melissa, with this event?
We would love for people to register. Go on our Facebook page, Black Healthcare Coalition, and register. But if you don't register, that's fine. Just stop in. The most important thing is that you show up. And that you are ready to be prepared to save someone's life. This is really, really critical information to know.
Yes, yes, it is. And Larry, if they just want to learn more about period, CPR, anything, where can they go for that?
Well, the American Heart Association has some great information on site that you can learn more about CPR and heart disease.
Just pop in. We'll also have health screenings. So we'll be offering blood pressure screenings. The fire department is going to be there. The health department is going to be there. We want to make sure that you have resources you need in the event of an emergency.
Larry, Melissa, thank you for your time. I appreciate you. And everybody get out there for an event this weekend. And it's free.
Free.